Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. With an almost certain victory for Vladimir Putin in Russia's presidential election Sunday, one question remains. What will happen with the church? Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith says they're concerned about the course of religious freedom. Strict religious policies have been contagious throughout Central Asia. The church is relying on the Lord, though.
They remember what it was like to live under communist oppression. And the Lord brought them through that and opened a tremendous door for the gospel when the wall came down. And it's no different now.
Just pray for opportunities to share Christ. Next, a Great Commission vision seems to be catching on in Costa Rica. Grace Ministries International's Sam Vinton says the question the team is asking today is not how will we support the Institute, but rather,
how do we as a church begin thinking of praying and starting a Faith Promise program and then finding someone from the church who has a desire and willingness to serve?
The second part of that got a quick answer.
One of the Bible Institute graduates presented himself as desiring to serve the Lord in that type of work.
Now the Costa Rica team is hoping to launch by 2014 in Nicaragua, so pray. And ever thought the arts should be emphasized more in ministry? Well, so does a team from the Mission Society. Le Fond de Riz is a space used to reach out to artists through creating relationships and sharing work. It opens doors to those who may never listen to the gospel otherwise. Recently, a Mission Society worker there got to know a painter. He said he would never have trusted a Christian in any other context, but now bridges are being built. Read more about it at our website. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Join HCJB Global on a journey of hope by praying for the 95% of the people in North Africa and the Middle East who will never personally meet a Christian. Get your free 31-day prayer calendar to help pray daily for those listening to the radio broadcasts. Go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the prayer calendar link. I'm Greg Yoder.